Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Saturday, May 8, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More security and more peace is helping Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The African nation has also been plagued by rebel violence that has destabilized the country for years. Karen Lewis is the relief coordinator for Africa Inland Mission.
As the days have been going on, there does seem to be more security, more peace, more reconciliation efforts. So I have been able, even within the last month, to get into places that I have not been able to get into before.
Lewis says through the local church, they're now able to help the internally displaced Congolese, and the church is benefiting from it.
There's a lot more people coming to church and relying on God, and of course living by faith is tested to the extreme. One thing that I've really been impressed by is the response of the local church there in reaching out to people and seeing them as an outreach ministry.
Funding is needed for their Congo Crisis Relief Fund. And he caught the vision, and now he's seeing results. A national pastor of the Philippines, trained by OC International, is taking on the challenge of reaching the unreached in his country. OC International's Bob Rasmussen tells the story of Pastor Judah.
Judah heard some statistics that said that in his region, there were 500 villages that did not yet have any kind of a gospel-preaching church. He was challenged to go back to his church, try to get them mobilized to get involved in church planting. And they caught this vision.
70 churches and 70 villages have been started, but if OCI had the personnel and resources, they could do so much more. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on Mission Network News or would like to financially support our broadcast into Russian and Romanian, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.